I guess that brings in what's the role of creativity?
Yeah, the role of creativity adds the human dimension, artistry and creativity, and caringness. So that's caringness, to caringness, to embellish, to create, to make beautiful. You were recently in Ireland. I remember when I went cross-country on the train. And the train stations have a constant competition for the best, most beautiful train station of the year. Every train station we came to was more quaint and adorable than the other. Mm-hmm. Flowers and shutters and beautiful decoration. Everything was clean and beautiful and shiny. And each train station, what you could see, was a work of pride. And the station masters all competed for the annual award for the best station. You contrast that with a subway station in New York City or something, you see the contrast. So the introduction of artistry and this beauty aesthetics instantly raises the level of consciousness. And the way to avoid graffiti, you know, you notice the beautiful, most beautiful buildings in the world are free of graffiti. The broken window principle. The minute you start throwing trash on the sidewalk, the graffiti appear, then the vandalism appears, then the broken windows increase, then the drug peddling, prostitution, crime, rodents, cockroaches, drug dealing, gang war. So, yes, you were saying what effect does the environment have, like cities with a higher energy? Yes, you tend to come up to the energy. The subway stations in Russia are beautiful, beautiful art. You calibrate the subway system in Moscow, I think it's around 350. Here in Mexico, various places, like 195 or something.
Wow.
You know, all the trains are covered with graffiti, ugliness. So, yes, you're right. The ambiance of the surroundings tends to pull us up to its level, yes.
Is that for humankind, that generally, whatever our creative might be, that that does take us to a higher place?
You see the evolution of mankind throughout history, the beginning of artistry, the artisanship. You see it showing up first in the cave walls. And so that's an accompaniment to the evolution of consciousness itself. Aesthetics, the appreciation for aesthetics and beauty itself.
Now, I'm going to change the subject a bit here. How is our naivete in relation to mental disorders affecting the consciousness of the world?
Interestingly, yesterday's newspaper quoted that the latest survey from the United States government is that approximately 25% of the American population is subject to mental illness, or would meet the criteria for mental illness. Also, other research shows that approximately one-third of Americans at some time in their life will have a significant period of depression. Also, that there's a genetic link. That depression tends to have a genetic composition, which affects brain chemistry, which shows up subjectively, you know, as depression. I don't see how this is related, however, to world situations, because this is an individual subjective experience, you see?
Okay, so there's no correlation necessarily.
I don't see one. I see a correlation between the calibrated level of consciousness and international disorders, with the exception of messianic malignant narcissism. Malignant narcissism shows up in the world's dictators, where there is zero respect for human life, slaughter their own countrymen. There is zero respect for anything integrous. In fact, they hate anything integrous. So one of the recommendations I make for world peace is that it should be common in human knowledge how to recognize malignant messianic narcissism, because they often start out as the great leader and parade statues everywhere. Everybody salutes, pledges allegiance, and the armies march off to their deaths. They don't realize that he would just as soon kill all of you. In fact, if you don't succeed, he'll burn down Paris, burn down Rome, execute all his best generals. Stalin did that. He executed so many of his great generals that when he needed them, he almost lost the war. Dominated by paranoia and megalomania. All right, so the downside of society is its naivete about that particular psychiatric diagnosis, malignant, narcissistic, messianic disorder, in which we usually suppress the ego's illusion that it is God. In those people, it escapes restraint. And instead of being repressed and disguised, is openly paraded. Millions and millions, whole civilizations, whole countries, whole societies, for millennia, decade after decade, century after century, go down to their death. Mm. All for the same reason, the inability to recognize this one disorder. The one single disorder recurs over and over, whether it's a czar, Ivan the Terrible, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, one maniac after another. The inability to recognize this disorder has cost more human lives than even the Black Plague. The capacity to calibrate level of consciousness, you can see the value of it. Mm-hmm. So I know there are people planning, after this book is out, that they're going to run a website in which the calibrations of the world's leading politicians are going to be posted for inspection. Mm-hmm. So perhaps it will no longer be off the radar. Mm-hmm. It's too late once you've detected it. Mm. Once he has the secret police eliminating all opposition, killing off all the intellectuals, deporting anybody that could be an enemy, surrounding yourself, it's a little late. So now there's going to be watchdog groups that when a politician emerges as a world leader, they're going to people say, you know, what does this guy calibrate on? Mm-hmm. Isn't that a good question? Mm-hmm. That should become question number one.
Right. And then how do we respond?
Well, when I apply to medical school, they want to know, what are your grades? You know, they don't just usher you in because you'd like to be a doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What are the requirements to have such power over the lives and happiness of people, their property, their possessions, and their very lives? Look at the naivete. You hand all this power to an unknown entity, and when they get on TV, their neck veins stand out as they rant and rage, and how dare you this, and then rant and rave like maniacs. Mm-hmm. Now you give them power over you, the power of life and death. Wow, talk about naivete.
I guess that brings into play the world